This is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Sadley, and we're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We hope you enjoyed the first hour if you had an opportunity to listen to us, and I think you should stick around for the second hour because we've got some more fine mainstream modern jazz music coming up. I'm going to continue my salute to Duke Ellington and with a composition that isn't played very often, isn't well known, but I think it's a great little tune called Paris Blues. And this has got Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, Mike Ladani on organ, Dennis Irwin on bass, Chuck Riggs on drums. This is from a Concord album called Scott Hamilton, Organic Duke.
I'm
It was Scott Hamilton on tenor sax with Mike Ladani on organ doing Duke Ellington's Paris Blues from a Concord album called Scott Hamilton Organic Duke, and we won't take the blame for that board fade. That board fade was done by the engineer in the recording studio and not by our inimitable Dave Woodward, who's running the board here tonight.
I'm going to play one of our favorite arrangers, Marty Paich, also plays piano, and he's backed up by... just to name a few, Bob Enevoldsen, Stu Williamson, Art Pepper, Scott LaFar, Mel Lewis, doing a tune entitled Just in Time.
Thank you.
That was just in time in the solos as far as the tenor sax players was Jimmy Giuffre, Bill Perkins, and Art Pepper.
Next is a Bill Mays album called The Bill Mays Trio, An Ellington Affair, doing all Ellington tunes. And this is an interesting rendition of a little tune that it's almost played verbatim from the Duke Ellington solo that the Duke did back in the mid-40s. It's a delightful little thing, interesting composition. This is called Dancers in Love. Dancers in Love, an Ellington composition, done by Bill Mays on piano from his album An Ellington Affair.
I'm going to play something from alto sax player Paul Desmond. We got last tune I had Art Pepper, and this one Paul Desmond, two of the best. It's a quartet sound featuring him on alto, Jimmy Hall on guitar, Connie Kay drums, and Eugene Wright bass doing a tune entitled When Joanna Loved Me.
Thank you.
Paul Desmond, When Joanna Loved Me.
Continuing our salute to Duke Ellington tonight, we're going to go to an album cut by Kenny Burrell on the Fantasy label. He cut two albums on the Fantasy label. Ellington is Forever Volumes 1 and Volumes 2. I'm going to play something from Volume 2, a Duke Ellington tune called I'm Beginning to See the Light. And this is quite a group. He's got Ned Ayerly on cornet, Quentin Jackson on trombone, Gary Bartz on alto sax, Roland Hanna on piano, Philly Joe Jones on drums, George Morass on bass. Let's listen to Kenny Burrell's group do Ellington's I'm Beginning to See the Light. That was I'm Beginning to See the Light from Kenny Burrell's album Ellington's Is Forever, Volume 2 on the Fantasy label. And on that particular track, we had bassist George Moratz being featured.
I'm going to play something, a local jazz musician, Billy Foster, and it's a portrait of Billy Foster Trio and Friends. So for the most part, he plays with Jeff Brown and who is the other player he plays with?
Oh, that's a bass man. I'll have to think of that, Billy.
Well, anyhow, I'm going to do a tune entitled C Minor Blue. was a Billy Foster composition, C Minor Blue, and Bruce Evans was the bass player. Bruce, forgive me for my senior moment. The guitar in this particular tune was played by Henry Johnson.
We want to turn now to something by the Modern Jazz Quartet, the classic group, a composer, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Milt Jackson on vibes, Connie Kay on drums. This is from an East-West CD called For Ellington. And this is a classic tune written by Ellington that was first introduced in approximately 1930 by the Ellington Band. It was played all down through the years until the Duke's death in about 1974. This is Rockin' in Rhythm.
Thank you.
That was a very creative rendition of Duke Ellington's Rock and Rhythm that was put together, of course, by the conductor and arranger John Lewis on piano, along with Percy Heath on bass, Milt Jackson on vibes, and Connie Kay on drums.
I'm going to do another vocal, and it'll be Julie London. And it's from a Capitol CD about the blues, about 16 cuts on there. This particular tune was arranged by Russ Garcia and backed up by the Spencer Hagen Orchestra. Let's listen to her rendition of Blues in the Night.
My mama done told me when I was in pigtails. My mama done told me, hun, a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when that sweet talking's done, a man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains have fallen, hear the train a-calling, hoo-wee. Hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hoo-wee. Hoo-wee to hoo-wee. Oh, clickety-clacks and echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to crying, and the moon will hide its flight. When you get the blues in the night. Take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things are wrong, and he's right. Ooh, ooh. Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. I've been in some big towns, I heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll need to sing the blues in the night. Ooh. Ooh. My mama was right, my mama was right. There's blues in the night.
We played a lot of blues tonight. That was entitled Blues in the Night, but we hope we chased away your blues with all our blues.
I tell you, that was a wonderful rendition of Harold Arlen's great classic tune. To turn now to trumpet player Taft Jordan, who played a few years in the Ellington Band. And this is from his album Mood Indigo, and this is a tune that isn't heard too often. I think it's a nice Ellington tune called I Didn't Know About You. And it includes Kenny Burrell on guitar, Richard Wyant on piano, Charlie Persip on drums, and Joe Benjamin on bass. Let's listen to I Didn't Know About You. Thank you. The fine muted trumpet of Taft Jordan doing Duke Ellington's composition I Didn't Know About You.
I'm going to play something by the Shelley Man, it looks like quintet, doing the theme from Exodus, featuring him on drums, Shorty Rogers on trumpet, Victor Feldman on piano, Monty Bud Budwig on bass. That was Shelly Mann and his men doing the theme from Exodus, and I forgot to mention the guitar player is Al Viola.
Well, this is Kent Lindquist along with Phil Satterley, and time is running out for a second hour of The Feeling of Jazz, and we hope you'll join us again next week. We're on every Sunday night on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM from 8 to 10, so we look forward to being with you again in the near future. Going to close out our Ellington salute with pianist McCoy Tyner doing his Impulse album, Plays Duke Ellington, and I think this is an appropriate way to end the show. This is a tune called Duke's Place.